Terry, welcome to the Psychic Peaks.
So, thank you so much.
Do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Well, I usually, after I wake up and have breakfast, I read the paper to just get my brain going, but I'm always trying to think of two or three things that I have for priorities for that day that I would enjoy doing and try to accomplish one each day just to do a positive, I guess, encouragement for myself and my mind.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
I think there's a lot of things I would have liked to learn, but there's a couple of things that really stand out. One is it's better to have tried and failed than to do nothing at all and succeed. I like taking risks, and I think the older I get, the more success you have, the less risks you take, but still the excitement of trying something new and accomplishing it is something big. I got that from my professor in college. The other is I'm asked if I was 21 again, what would I do that would help attain some of the same success? And I tell students that number one is to always raise your hand. If you're in a business or you're in any organization, be the first to volunteer to do whatever the boss or the leader wants to be done. That's how you'll be noticed. And the second is trying to figure out, I wish I'd have figured out better, how to relax, how to slow down and enjoy life a little more.
What is the best constructive guidance you've given to someone?
I think my dad once told me that success, work hard, and at 62 you're going to be happy. And I think the thing that I try to tell folks is happiness really happens on the way to success. I made most of my goals by the time I was 40. Got lucky in a business early on and made many of the financial goals and realized that happiness doesn't happen when you reach the goal. It's on the way of doing it. So if you're not happy today, you're not going to be happy tomorrow, I guess, is the bottom line to that. So doing things that make you happy today is a very important goal in life that I try to encourage everyone to do.
Terry, when the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
Usually agree on the heart. ethics is a big thing, I think, in general in business, and I helped bust the largest lottery fraud in U.S. history, and I learned very quickly that you can sleep at night if you're doing the right thing in any type of business, and you'll be respected and do more business in the long run.
What is the most courageous thing you've done in the past year?
The most courageous thing that I've done in the past year would be to raise my hand and volunteer to do a documentary, to do something that I've never done before. And I like to continue to do things that others would say, hey, that's crazy, but it's definitely worth doing.
What is the biggest misconception about you?
I think sometimes I love to do marketing and sales, and I think sometimes people think that I don't take myself seriously. And, every day you try to live the life and try to be a leader in some way, shape, or form, but most of all be courteous to folks and try to be nice to people when it's all said and done and find friendships.
What is the best career decision you've ever made?
The best career decision I ever made was starting my own company. And I really didn't make that decision. I was forced to because our company sold, and so I needed to find something to do. I could have gone to work for another company like the cable company I was working for, but that was a bold decision to say, okay, it's time to start your own company and try to see if I can really do this on my own and not work on somebody else's coattails. And it really was rewarding.
Terry, do you have a favorite comfort food?
My favorite comfort food is it's a lucky food. I had a really big success after driving through McDonald's, rushed to go to a meeting. I drove through McDonald's and had hash brown, a cinnamon roll, and a medium Diet Coke. And so if I have a big project or anything, I have that, and it immediately puts my mind that it's going to be a successful meeting.
That sounds very comforting. Do you have a favorite quote from a TV show, a book, a movie, a song?
I think my favorite song is Fantasy by Earth, Wind, and Fire, and the world's a fantasy, and there are so many things that can be done and so many ways to have success. It's fun to dream and to look for that next big idea that really trips my trigger.
Do you have any pet peeves?
I think the biggest pet peeve I would have are people who are nomads, and you can spot them right away. If you go into a brainstorming session and you say, hey, I think we ought to paint the wall purple with yellow polka dots. It's the person over on the left side that says, no, man, we tried that. That's never going to work. So no man's really irritate me, because I think anything, if you've got an idea, can be accomplished if you think through it and do the right things.
Do you have a favorite hobby?
My favorite hobby began late in life, and that's biking. Once I finally had some time and got into retirement, although I still do professional speaking, I find if I can get on a bike and go out and exercise, it not only helps me mentally, but also helps me physically.
What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
I try every day before I go to bed to think about and appreciate what has happened that day that's positive. Too often, it's in today's world, you think about all the bad things that are happening, but it's been such a fun life and so many good things that are happening and family successes that when you can appreciate those, it really helps relax the mind.
Are there any initiatives you host or causes you support?
I work very closely. I had the opportunity that most people don't get, and that's to run a zoo. And so I really enjoy looking for things that we're losing money and that you can do a give back to help an organization like a zoo or a nonprofit turn around and be successful for a long time to come.
And Terry, what do you do and where can people contact you?
I am now a professional speaker on the speaker circuit talking about ethics and also creating new ideas. And I have a website, terryspeaks.com, so that's www.terryspeaks.com. And tell you all about both of those ventures, which will evolve into two national documentaries in the next 12 months, which should be very exciting. So that's the easiest way to contact me and to see the two books, Dare to Dream, Dare to Act, the innovation book, and The $80 Billion Gamble, the story of how two hot dogs, Bigfoot, and a lottery ticket helped solve the largest lottery fraud in U.S. history.
Thank you, Terry, for joining us on Execupeaks.
Okay, thanks.